Well, good morning, everybody. Today, Jesus has some challenging words, as he often does, and he invites us to forgive, and he commands us to forgive, one of the hardest things that maybe our Lord has ever asked of us. And it's a beautiful thing. The Pope Francis, he was the first pope to ever give a TED talk. And he gave one back in 2017. And it was, the theme of the thing was, this reflection that he had was, revolution of tenderness. And he was praying for a revolution of tenderness. And he kind of reflected on different teachings of our Lord in that. But he said, if you don't learn how to be tender, you will ruin yourself and those around you. And just, I mean, it's really a great talk. I might put a few excerpts of it in the next bulletin or two, because it was really, really exquisite. And you can go watch it. But anyway, if we don't learn how to be tender, we will ruin ourselves and those around us. The Jesus in our gospel today commands us to be tender. That's not weakness. Actually, it's strength. And I just kind of, the second reading says that God knows our thoughts. The other day I was doing my morning prayer, and this line from the 19th Psalm, it's verse 14 of the 19th Psalm, says, may my thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord. And I came to that line in my breviary, and you know how when the Lord hits you upside the head with a 2x4, well, that's what happened at that moment, and I just closed my breather and I thought, whoa, you know, I'm pretty good with my words. Like, I can control myself. That's a grace that God has given me. I can fake it, you know, and actions and things. But like, may my thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord, my thoughts. And that's what our Lord is inviting us into. It's a sanctification from the inside out. Instead of just like worrying about my actions or my words, like from the inside out, to pray for the sanctification of our thoughts. And I got to thinking, you know, like, I mean, some of the readings today, just fantastic. And I got to thinking about if our brain was like a sponge and somebody squeezed it, what would come out, you know? And if you were to squeeze it, would there be thoughts of anger or thoughts of patience? Would there be thoughts of vengeance? Our first reading talked about that. Or would there be thoughts of mercy? Would there be thoughts of hatred or thoughts of seeking to understand where the other person is? Would there be thoughts of disgust at that person or that type of person? Or would they be thoughts of love? Would they be thoughts of entitlement? Or would they be thoughts of gratitude? Would they be thoughts of greed and ambition, what I can get? Or would they be thoughts of generosity and service, what I can give? Would they be thoughts of selfishness, what I want my way? Or would they be thoughts of selflessness? Maybe thoughts of lust or thoughts of pure love? Would they be thoughts of anxieties and worries? Or would they be thoughts of trust and faith? If you were to squeeze your brain, what would come out? And may our thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord. You know, ever since I've been thinking about this, I kind of was reflecting, like, when we're met with harshness, do we think to ourselves, what a jerk, you know, or that idiot, or what, or do we have the grace to be like, what's their story? You know, there's probably a brokenness in that person that is causing this behavior, these sorts of things. And it's a whole different worldview that Jesus is inviting us into today. It's a whole different way of looking at people and situations in our lives. It's a way of looking with tenderness and thoughts of holiness and thoughts of goodness. You know, here's a little example. I can say this because the people aren't here, but, I did my 12 hours of confession on Friday, and it was about 8:55, and I thought, okay, last person just left, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go ahead and clean up. I had some things to do, get ready for this retreat that's going on this weekend, and the Christ Renews Parish Retreat, and so I had taken a few things to my house in a short, and then there's a car that drives up with a bunch of people who want to go to confession, and I go, oh, girl. But then I thought, nope, thoughts of wow, here's an encounter with mercy that these people are going to experience. You know, praise God. You know, and how quickly our thoughts can kind of degenerate and be not so good. But what I think Jesus is inviting us into today is a sanctification from the inside out, a sanctification of our thoughts. And we just pray, Lord, may our thoughts be pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.